Good morning and welcome to Hump Day. Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from our sanctuary, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. It may not be obvious right at first, but this morning I wanted to talk about baseball. And those of you who've been watching these and or attend worship here know that I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, and today I don't have a shirt with a Giants emblem on, but I'm still rooting for the men in orange and black as they try and make their way up the standings. Why bring up baseball? Why talk about this? Because today I want to talk about remembering, and I had the opportunity recently to attend a Giants game in person in San Francisco at Oracle Park with my older brother. And one of the things that we did before we went into the stadium was we looked for and found a brick in the patio outside of the stadium outside of center field that we had purchased, me and both of my brothers, for my dad for Father's Day as a way of honoring him and he himself being a lifelong Giants fan. And so it's a brick in that patio. Of course, you spend money on it, they take your money, they put a brick down, and but forever that brick will be there with my father's name on it and wishing him a happy Father's Day. Love your boys. And it took us some time to find the brick, and when we got there, I wanted to get into the park, but I didn't want to do so until we found the brick, and I thought I knew where it was. I had seen it before, and I glossed over it, and so we looked at every brick, maybe some of them more than once, until we found it not far from where I knew that it was, but just had overlooked it. And we looked at that brick and we remembered my dad. And it was a nice moment for the two of us to, the first game we'd gone to since he passed away. So it was a nice moment of remembrance. And it was good to be there. Of course, we took a picture. And it got me to thinking about remembering. And here I'm standing at the altar, and it's here where Jesus has told us to remember him. And we come to the altar, we come to the Lord's table to take communion, to eat this meal that Jesus shared with his disciples on the night when it was betrayed. And it's a meal of remembrance, a meal where we actually participate in the same meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. My brother and I remember my dad even if we aren't at the ballpark, even if we aren't staring at the brick that we had purchased for him long before he died to honor him. And but there was something special about remembering him in that place. And we don't have to come to the table to remember Jesus, but there is something special, and I would dare say important, about coming to the table, about participating in this meal together, about doing what Jesus did with the disciples, about eating that bread that has been broken for you and for me, which becomes the body of Jesus Christ. And sharing in that cup that Jesus blessed and shared with his disciples, which we take and experience as the blood of Christ shed for you and for me. And in doing so, we remember who Jesus is, and we are remembered into the body of Christ. We are remembered into the family of God. You know, our schedules get busy and we aren't always able to gather in worship together. I certainly don't go to as many baseball games in person as I would like. I watch many on TV. But there is something about going in person and participating in the game, participating in the communion. So when your schedule allows, I invite you to join us at this table, to join other believers at the table near where you might happen to live, that we together might remember God's love for each and every one of us as we take the elements of Holy Communion and are fed by Him. It's been good spending a little bit part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you again, maybe next Wednesday, maybe this Sunday online, or who knows, maybe even in person. Take care and go Giants.